We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. We're starting the new parak, parak Ha'isha. We're starting from the top of the Amud, the new Mishnah, new parak. Ha'isha, so we know that Ha'isha could eat the Karban Pesach, and could be if you want one down, she's even chayef the Karban Pesach. But either way, she has to be counted, it could be onto the Karban Pesach. And we have a case over here where she was married. And the question is, in a case where both her father and her husband counted her onto the Karban Pesach, which one could she eat from? So Isha Bizman Shiva based Baila, she's married already. Shachat Aleha Baila, her husband shechted the Karban Pesach for her. Shachat Aleha Avia, and her father counted her onto the Karban Pesach. The halach is Toichel Mishal Baila. The halach is she eats from her husband because we assume Stama that her das is to go with her husband. She's married already, the das is she goes with her husband's Karban Pesach. Halcha regal rishon lasis vesavia. If she went the first yomtiv to spend by her father's house, like Rashi says, kein derech hanasuos. That's the minig of the women who get married. Alechas vesavia regal rishon shach hanasuos. The first yomtiv they go to her parents' house. So the first Pesach went to her parents' house. So then shachat alahavia shachat labayla. In that case, if her husband shechted the Karban Pesach and her father did, teichel makam she writes it. She could pick whatever one she wants. That should be her Karban Pesach. And we'll see in the Gemara if it works with Breira or not. But what we're saying is that after the first Yontif, so then next year's always goes by to the Baila. But the first Yontif, if she goes to her father's house, then it's not sure which one is her das on it, and therefore she do whichever one she wants. Yosoim, she shachto alav apachopsim. We have a Yosoim. What?
Or any time she would go to her father's house.
No, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like only the first Yontif. Right. No, it doesn't sound like that. That was the first regular. Could be she punked lands up the house. Could be that's not enough. We'll see in the Gemara, maybe more. But Yosem Sheshachtu Olav Apachopsim. Yoichel V'Malkav. The first Yom Tovar is that she's still attached to her father. But if she's going 10 years, she makes her own Pesach, she goes back the next year. It could be not. We'll see in the Gemara, maybe it'll be more clear. Yeah. Yosem Sheshachtu Olav Apachopsim. A Yosem that didn't have a father, so they appointed a trustee for all his money, and he had two apachopsim. And they both took care of it for him, both made Karban Pesach for him, they both made a Pesach for him. Yoichel makam shehu roitza. He can eat whichever one he wants. And the Gemara on Peches will talk about that. And the rest of the Mishnah also will talk about on Peches. The Mishnah says like this, Eved shel shnei shutvim. You have an Eved that belongs to two different people, Reuven and Shimon. And they both shecht Karban Pesachim for him. He can't eat either one. Lo yechol mishal shneim. He can't eat from either one. And it's avoiding the Gemara. The reason is because each shutif doesn't want to be mahana the other guy's eved. And his chelik, I don't want to be mahana him. So when I count the Karban Pesach for this eved, I don't want to be mahana his chelik. And therefore they both can eat. But if they both agree, of course, that he'll eat on one of them's Karban Pesach, then it's fine. Can avoid you in Rashi. And the last case is a similar case. Same thing. If someone's a half Eved, half Ben Chayrim, because the other Shutta freed that half, also you can't eat Mishal Rabbi, because, like Rashi says, Mistamaloh Yadas Rabbi, the Mones Chelik Acheris Al Pischay. The Rabbi, doesn't want to be count the Chelik of the Cheris on the Pesach, only his Chelik that he has to take care of. And therefore, he can't eat any Karban Pesach. But again, we'll see in the Gemara a little more about that. But our Gemara first will deal with the first part of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah says that Aisha, when she's married, she goes bas to her husband. Unless she goes the first yontif to the father's house, then it's a shayla, which one? It says she'll eat whatever one she wants. So the Gemara, Sham, no, yes, Breira. L'chaira, Minoy, being counted a Karban Pesach, has to be from before the Shechita. So here, if she, after, night of Pesach, says, you know what, I want my husband's, it means, we're saying, l'mafreya, her das was on her husband's. And that works with retroactively, because at that time she didn't know about it. So you see, yes, breira, that it works with retroactively. We say that her das was for her husband, b'shash shechita, shamra yes, breira. And we know we don't say breira by the rices usually. And for the Gemara, my roitza means b'shash shechita. Taka means that she knew about it before. B'shash shechita, she could pick. And
both shechti at the same time?
What? Before shechita, before both shechita, whatever you want to say at the same time. She knew before. She found out before that both want to do it for her. They both counted it on. And she decided before shechita which one. And the chiddush over here is that if she didn't want b'shar shchita, then she can't eat at all. She can't eat either one. If she didn't saw b'shar shchita, she can't eat. You know, Taptos is here and Taptos Berakah speaks out. Says dafka b'shar bira b'shar shchita. Lo bira in echels loy mishal zeh, v'loy mishal zeh. There's no stoma at all. There's no stoma at all in this case. That's the chiddush. That if she doesn't know before shchita, she doesn't eat either one. She can't eat either one because we don't have any stoma when we have a suffix. This brisa is different than our Mishnah in two ways. Raminu isha regular rishoyin. The first yontif if she goes to her father's house, eichel shalvia. She for sure has das for her father. Mekam veilech. After that, roitzeh eichel shalvia, roitzeh eichel shalvayla. She has a choice. Either shalvia, shalvayla. She has to make the choice for shchita, but there's no stoma over there. So the kasha is in two points. First of all, we see that after the first yontif, it's not stoma shalvayla. It's either or. It's not stoma shalvayla. It's either or. That's number one. That's what you see. That's question, difference number one. And difference number two is that the regular rishon is v'shua shalvia. It's not a suffix. That's the shayla. So the gemara leikasha. It's not shvat. Kamber redufa leilach kamber she'en redufa. There's a difference. That if you see that after she gets married, she's always going back to her father's house. So then we see she's attached to her father's house. So that's the case of our brisa here. She redufa leilach be'savia. So for sure, if she goes beyond, for sure she's das alavia. And even afterwards, she's always going back to her father's house. There's always a suffix. It's her father or her baal. Our mission is talking about she's in redufa leilach. So she's not running home. She's not running home. Then really, she goes b'asar abayla. That's stam. She goes b'asar her husband. The first yontif, she's going to get taken care of by her father. So there's a suffix. Maybe she means to go with her father's. But our mission don't care. Ain't redufa leilach. And once we mention Ein Redufa Leilach or Yesh Redufa Leilach, so our Gemara is going to bring down in a different context the idea of Redufa Leilach. The Chsev says in the Pasuk, Oz Hayisi Be'enav Kemetzah Shalom. At that time, I will be found to be complete. V'am Rav Yechanan, this is a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So, Am Rav Yechanan, what does it mean? Kekala Shenimtze Shleim Av Veiz Chameha. Redufa leilech lahaget shocha beisvias. So my client, so Kaisha said, at that time we will be found complete and b'shalom. And what does that mean? It's like a kala that loves it in her in-law's house by her husband's house, and she runs home to tell her parents how much she likes it. And k'rechsev is another pasuk. V'ha'ya v'yemahu la'asa lava yinom Hashem tikri ishi. We recall ishi, which is a lashon of nesu and a lashon of being married. A lashon of being comfortable already away from their home, which is a lesser of a lashon of marriage. What does that mean? Like Kala already left her house and she's living in her husband's house. So this is the idea of redufa leilech, which means to tell her parents how good it is by her house. Which is a little different than our Gemara's case of Dufa Leilach, which means there she's running home because she wants to be home. So that's why it's not really a comparison. And because of that, Tosfos has a different pshat in the Gemara. We'll go on Rashi's pshat because our psukim don't really match up to the Gemara, but just the idea of a Dufa Leilach. Now, once we mentioned these psukim, we are going to first explain some psukim Shir HaShirim, and then we're going to explain psukim in Hosea, because the pasuk of Hoya B'Yemahu is a pasuk in Hosea. So first, we'll talk about some psukim in Shir HaShirim. It says in the pasuk, "Achois lonu katana, v'shadayim eila." She's a young girl and she doesn't have shadayim. What does that mean? Rav Yechanan, zu Elam. This is referring to the country called Elam, which is right near Babel. In that country, that's where Shushan Habira actually is. In that country, had a big talmid chacham like Daniel, but it didn't. They weren't zeicha to be marbitz tyra like Babel. Zu Elam shezachzal lomayt. They were zeicha to learn, v'zachzal lame. Shadayim is lashon of nursing, where you give to other people. So it was a makom taira, but didn't have the schus being marbis taira, but nursing and sustaining other people. The pasuk says another pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which says ani chayma v'shadai kimagdalos. I am a wall, and the shadayim are like towers. Am Rav Yechanan ani chayma zu taira. Chayma is referring to the taira. Taira is like a wall which protects klai. V'shadai kimagdalos. Ill to be the chamim who give off Torah, who marbits Torah. They like nurse the klai Yisrael by giving over Torah. But Rava Amar, similar drasha, Rav Amani Chaima Azu Knesset Yisrael. That's Kla Yisrael, which is the protection of the whole world. The Shadai Kemidos and Batei Kesiris Batei Medrashos. The Batei Kesiris are like Shadayim, which they main Kla Yisrael with Torah, Mitzvahs, Davening. That's what the Batei Kesiris about the Medrashos. Om Rav Zuchav Atuv Yom Rav. Maya Dechsev. How do you attach the pasuk in Tehillim? Asher Banenu Kinetiim. Migudolim binureyim, binuseyim kezovius, bechutavois tavnis hechel. So how do we attach this pasuk? Asher b'neinu, our children, kinetiim, our little sons are kinetiim, our little saplings, little plants. Elu b'churi Yisrael, these are young boys, shloi tam utam chet. They weren't tam, they didn't have the taste of chet. Just like little plants, they didn't break yet, they're perfect. Same thing, b'churi Yisrael, tam chet. And the pasuk says further, which the Gemara doesn't explain, and the Mashal says, when they grow up a little older, they still have the same tzidkus. Benaseinu, our daughters, kezovius, elu besulis Yisrael, these are the young women who are married. She'ogdois pascheim lebaleim. One pshat in Rashi is, they close their openings dafka for their husband, and they're not nevelas la'acherim. That's one pshat in Rashi. The other pshat in Rashi is that they, it's lashon like oigdos, not lashon of closing, lashon of magidos, that they tell their husband their time when they're anida. And even though on both pshat and Rashi learns, you know, both pshat that their taivasam is rabba, the blood of taiva, still they protect themselves, they close their pesach, and they tell the husband when they're asa. So now, what you see the lashon kezovius, we have to explain the lashon kezovius, because it says in the pasuk beneseinu kezovius. So we're saying what it means is, They close their pesachim and they're like zovius. What does kezovius mean? So the Gemara doesn't say zovius is lashon of being full with something. V'cheinu omer umolu kemizra kezovius mizbeach. The full kemizra, like the corners of mizbeach, are full with dam. The same thing, they're full with taiva. That's one pshat. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosis learns kezovius mizbeach means mal halon dam afkan dam nidos. So it stems good with Rashi's second pshat. They tell their husband Anida when they're full with dam kanida. And by the same, another raya that loshen zavius loshen of being full. Mahacha mizaveinu. This pasuk was talking about storehouses. So mizaveinu meleim mefikim meleim. It's full storehouses. Mefikim mezon alzon, and they give out mezonos from meal to meal. And at the end of the pasuk, Asher b'neinu kretim, that we're talking about the shvach of the bechur Yisrael and the. The Nairus Israel, was it? And the Pasuk, Mechutavois, Tavnes, Hechel, they're Meshubach with the building like building the Hechel. Eil Veilu, Maila, Lehan, Kasav, Kilu, Nivna, Hechel, B'yameim. Both of them are Ki'ilu, they built the Hechel, B'yameim, like the Mepharshim say, because anytime you find a Geda Erva, you find Kedusha. And Kedusha, that's like Ki'ilu, you built the Hechel, so that's like Ki'ilu built the Hechel. That's the drasha to say a little bit of Tehillim, a little bit of Shir Hashirim. And now, since we mentioned the pasuk before, B'hoyev Yehuhu, Nuam Hashem, Tikri Ishi, V'la Tikri Li Oid Baili, we are going to talk about Hosea. Now, the Sefer Hosea is one of the Trei Asa. And there it says, right away in the beginning of this parasha of Hosea, it says that in pasuk Beis already, Hashem tells Hosea, go take a zayna. It says, "Tchilas diba Hashem by Yeshaya, v'yema Hashem al Yeshaya, leich kach l'cha eishes zenunim, go take a zayna, v'yaldi zenunim, give birth to children, ki zonu tizna oras ma'achri Hashem." And it says, Itaka went ahead, v'yelech, he went, v'yikach es goymer bas devaloyim atar v'tei loy ben. He went, and Itaka had a child, and we'll see the Gemara more, but this is how the parasha starts. So our Gemara is to give the background of why, like both Tosafot and Rashi speak out, that since we see that Hashem told Hosea to go take Eshes Nunim, which you don't find anywhere else, what was the story that was before this parasha that caused this to happen, that Hashem told Hosea to take the Zayna? So it says in the beginning of the parasha, it says, beginning of Hosea, the first passage of Hosea, it says, Dvar Hashem ashahoya el Hosea ben Be'eri bimei in the days of Uziah, Yosoim, Ochaz, Yechizkiah. These are four Malche Yehuda. Uziah is famous for trying to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, even though he was a Melech, he was not a Kohen, and he went into the Heichel and brought Keteris. He became a Tzaras, and he lost his Melucha because he was a Metzaira. And Yosem took over his son. And then you had Ochaz, who was a big Rasha, Chizkiyahu's father, and then you had Chizkiyahu's big Tzaddik. These are four kings. He outlived all four of these kings. So Dvar Hashem, Ashahoyah, El Hashem, Me'ezio, Yosef, Ochaz, Chizkiyahu, Malchi Yehuda, and it says the end of the pasuk, May Yeravam ben Yoyosh Melech Yisrael. But Perek Echa Nisnabu, at this time, Nisnabu Dalad Nevi'im, there were four Nevi'im at this period of time, all of them lived by these four kings. The Godol Shevekulam, and the biggest one of these four Nevi'im, was Hosea. Shenem, it says in the pasuk, Tchilas Dvar Hashem Be'Hosea. By the beginning of the talking to Hosea, V'chi Be'Hosea, the Amdava Tchila, Hosea is the first Navi we ever had. But like Moshe Adi Hosea, Kama Nevi'im, we had a lot of Nevi'im from Moshe to Hosea. Why is it Tchilas Dvar Hashem Be'Hosea? Om Rav Yechon teach us, Tchila La'arba Nevi'im Sheshnabu is a parent. He is the biggest of the four Nevi'im that said Nevu'ah at that time. Who are the four Nevi'im? Be'elohein, Hosea, Yeshaya, Amos, Samicha. We know how big Yeshaya was. We know Yeshaya's time in Chizkia. We know these are the four Nevi'im that were here at the same time. Hosea, Yeshaya, Amos, Samicha. And the Pasuk Gemara says Hosea was the biggest. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu Hosea. Kodesh Baruch Hu went over to Hosea and said, Benecha Chat'u. Your children sinned, which means Klai Yisrael did have errors. Hosea should have answered, "Benechahim, it's your children. Benechanu nechahim, it's the children of the people you love. Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Gal gerachem echaleim. Why don't you have rachmanis on them and be mechaper for them?" But loy daish leimakach. That's not what Hosea answered. You know what Hosea answered? Hosea answered, "Oh my father, Bnei Shleim, kolim shlachu. The whole world is yours. Havir mumacheres. They did a errors. Okay, get a new nation." That's what Hosea answered. Omar, there was a tain on him. We should have been Melech Yosef Klai Yisrael, but he didn't do that. He said, "Havir Mumu Acheres." Omar Kars Baruch Ma Esel Zaken Zeh. What should I do with the Zaken? What should I do with the Zaken? Omar Loi. So Hashem said, "This is what we're going to do." Leich, he told Hosea, and this is how the parasha starts. Leich Vekach Isha Zayna. Go take a Isha Zayna V'Hoyu Lecha Bam Znunim, and you will have children from her. Afterwards, I'm going to tell you the outline of what's to say in the pasuk. Afterwards, Hashem's going to tell Hosea, send them away. If you could do that, if you have the emotional koyach power to send them away, I'll also send away Klal Yisrael. And we'll see that he didn't want to send away his wife and three kids. But that's why Hashem wanted him to feel this pain, and he told him, go marry someone and have children. Shenem, it says in the pasuk, "Va'yimah Hashem v'leHosea leich kach l'cha ishes zrunim. Go marry a isha zayna v'yald zrunim. Have children." V'chsev, it says in the pasuk, "Va'yelach." That's what he did. Va'yelach went ahead. "Va'yigach es goimer bastavlayim." A woman, her name was Goimer bastavlayim. Why was she called this name? Goimer amarav shakol goimrim ba. Everyone is goimrim ba. Rashi says it means goimrim ba be osam v'tayvasam libam. Everyone's goimer be with her. And bas devlayim means diba ra bas diba ra. She was someone who people talked bad about. The daughter, she had a very good yichus. Her mother also was a zayna. A diba ra bas diba ra. That's what bas devlayim means. V'shmul amar, a different type of devlayim, lotion of figs, which are very sweet and dried figs. V'shmul amar shemesukum fi akal kedvela. She was sweet to everyone like dvela. I guess b'shas bia, but Rabbi Yechon Amishai called doshen b'ka dvela. Also a lashon of bia, but dvela is they crush the they put together the dvela. They dry the dried figs. Davach, another p'shat in the word goimer. Davach goimer. Rabbi Huda shebikshu ligmar m'mayinam shal yisrael b'yameha. They wanted all the goyim at that time wanted to completely destroy all the money. Put the ganz klal yisrael bankrupt at that time. But you don't know what happened at that time. Bozu v'gomrush. Now it says in that pasuk, in that time frame, the pasuk says ki ibdom. Says in the pasuk that ki ibdom melech aram esimim ka'ofer lodosh. At that time they did work goimer the money of Klal Yisrael. So that's the pshat and goimer, two pshatim and goimer, and a few pshatim in the vlayim. That's what Hosea went ahead and married this woman. Her name was Goimer Bas the vlayim.